From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is gradually filling the first of many top positions in his administration. Trump tapped Senator Jeff Sessions to become his attorney general, Congressman Mike Pompeo as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as national security advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance on terrorism. The former CIA and National Security Agency head, General Michael Hayden, says the new job will pose a challenge to Flynn.
I do think most of his life experience has been at the tactical level, where he has been incredibly successful in the fight against terrorism.
Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. An official with President-elect Trump's transition team says he will meet Saturday with Mitt Romney, who has been mentioned in recent days as a potential candidate for Secretary of State. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his final foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek reassurance to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Trump. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, the Republican nominee and now President-elect Trump has suggested he would disengage from Asia, calling TPP not in the best interest of America. The official Saudi press agency says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. Truce is set to begin at noon Saturday, local time, 0900 UTC. Coalition has said that the truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow the humanitarian deliveries to besieged cities. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus no longer poses a world public health emergency, but stressed the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease. Dr. Peter Salama is on the WHO's Zika committee.
We are not downgrading the importance of Zika. In fact, by placing this as a longer-term program of work, we're sending the message that Zika is here to stay and WHO's response is here to stay in a very robust manner.
Brazil, which has seen the worst of the Zika crisis, said Friday it would maintain its emergency status. More than 2,000 babies have been born with microcephaly since last year, most of them in Brazil. U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence probably got more than what he bargained for when he decided to take in a Broadway show, the hit show Hamilton, on Friday in New York. Actor Brandon Victor Dixon, who portrays the nation's third vice president in the play, had this message for Pence after the curtain call.
Vice President-elect Pence, we welcome you and we truly thank you for joining us here at Hamilton and American Musical. We really do. We are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us. Our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us.
Pence is said to have left the theater before the actor finished his speech. Pence was greeted by both cheers and boos when he arrived. Haiti is going ahead with its rescheduled national elections on Sunday. Voting was delayed after Hurricane Matthew ravaged the Caribbean state last month. Voters are choosing one of 27 presidential candidates and lawmakers for both houses of parliament. New York's attorney general said Donald Trump has agreed to a $25 million settlement to resolve three lawsuits over Trump University, his former school for real estate investors. The suit had alleged that Trump University failed to deliver the quality real estate investing education it promised. The deal doesn't require Trump to acknowledge wrongdoing. And U.S. officials say the California drought has significantly increased the number of dead trees in the state, which in turn increases the risk of wildfires. The Agriculture Secretary calling on Congress to spend more money on forestry management, which he argued could reduce the amount needed to fight fires. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.